there is a bit of panic setting in. There's a lot of concern that ICE agents could show up at their doors.
Confirmation hearings begin tomorrow for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is President Trump's nominee for Health and Human Services Secretary. His cousin Caroline warned senators and says in a video on social media,
"I've known Bobby my whole life. We grew up together. It's no surprise that he keeps birds of prey as pets, because Bobby himself is a predator."
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
From Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap and Civic Media. Eau Claire Area High School Basketball is on the air. Coverage of tonight's matchup begins with the pregame show, featuring an interview with the coach, a look around other area action, and the keys to the game. Let's head to the gym. Here's Scott Montesano.
Hello, everyone, and live from Memorial High School, it's Eau Claire Area High School Basketball. Tonight, it's a Big Rivers Conference matchup in girls basketball as the Eau Claire Memorial Old Ames face the River Falls Wildcats. Memorial had a 14-game winning streak snapped on Saturday in disappointing fashion, losing 66-63 in overtime to Appleton East, as you'll hear head coach Brandon Fanning talk about in just a moment. The Old A's played well. There was a lot that they liked, but they didn't close in a frustrating, humbling, and slightly concerning way. This wasn't as though it was even a close game throughout. Memorial dominated a big chunk of that game, but had a lapse for about a 3 to 4 minute spell late in the second half, and that allowed Appleton East to rally back from what at one point had been a 13-point deficit. Nora Kling continues to be a good second option for this team. Raina Welch, everyone keying in on her. You'll hear Brandon Fanning talk about that. She's got a size mismatch across most teams in the BRC. So everyone's double-teaming, triple-teaming her, closing in on her. Going to be very big to see other players step up. We've seen Kling do it, others capable as well. Memorial taking on a River Falls team that is 4-12 overall, but they're 3-5 in the conference. River Falls only averages 44 points per game, so they're going to want to slow this game down, kind of muck it up a little bit, keep the scoring low. Memorial dominated when these teams last met in December, 82-41. I'm Scott Montesano. So excited to have you with us for our coverage of Eau Claire Area High School basketball. Tip off for this one coming up in about 10 minutes. Our friends with Old Abe TV will have the call of this game coming up in a bit. Another student cast edition of high school basketball here from Eau Claire Hometown Media. Well, prior to tonight's game, as I said, I caught up with the Old Abe's head coach, Brandon Fanning, and the first thing that he talks about is takeaways from that game on Saturday, the overtime loss to Appleton East.
Obviously, you come out and you want to win every game, but I thought Saturday was really, really good for us as, against a quality FAA opponent, to learn some things about ourselves, and to learn, you know, what we need to grow in, if we really want to be kind of the best version of ourselves at the end of the season. So, you know, that's kind of the silver lining to that type of experience. I thought our kids played hard. I thought we did a lot of nice things, you know, but towards the end of the game, you know, I thought, you know, we stopped doing things that were making us successful, right? And so, you know, we were able to watch some film. We were able to, you know, reflect on some choices we made, and hopefully we'll be able to grow from it.
Yeah, what are you hoping the players take from it? Because no doubt you're up big. There's probably some games in which you start to lax, maybe then the other team's still not going to come back. So what do you hope they learn from this? Because obviously it's an opportunity to grow with a month left in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you're playing some of those high-level teams with with a lot of quality kids, right, like your mental intensity has to remain high all game, right? And I thought we had some lulls. You know, and that'll happen over the course of a season at times, but you want to kind of minimize them. And so for us, you know, trying to shorten those, you know, having somebody step up and really kind of take the reins when those are happening, I think will be an important, you know, learning experience for us, right, as we come down the stretch.
What are you looking for tonight? Obviously, you guys handled River Falls pretty well a month ago, but you know, when it's a conference game, you're always one hot shooter and a few breaks away from it being a much different ball game. So what are you guys looking for?
Yeah, I mean, River's been playing better as of late. You know, they really locked up Somerset at home about a week and a half ago, and then they beat Menominee, you know, who was, you know, tied for second in our league for a while. You know, so they're a very capable team. You know, so for us tonight, again, I'm very curious to see what our response is, you know, especially at home, what type of intensity, what type of urgency we play with.
Talk a little bit about Reyna's play, because she's always drawing double teams, triple teams. Seems like the whole student body is on top of her. You know, and she might not be getting the massive point night sometimes, but she's still making those impact plays. She had that and three on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I think over the weekend, you know, both teams really committed to sending bodies at her. I think Reyna learning how to play out of those. You know, not only to maximize her opportunities, but also our teams, you know, will be good for us, right? Because she's going to continue to see different coverages and really trying to force her to, you know, make reads and make decisions. So, again, we can only hope she continues to grow, you know, because she's such a good player. She's put in so much work. You know, I'm really looking forward to her coming down the stretch as well.
And then do you like the tight turnaround? There's times of the year where it seems like there's a week and a half between games, and then there's other times like this where it's more of a mini NBA schedule.
Yeah, I mean, we had 3 weeks in December where we only had Friday games. So, you know, now we're two games a week for the rest of the year. But that's good for us. You know, we've preached a lot about depth this year, you know, and so having that Tuesday, Friday, you know, for the rest of the season, hopefully, you know, we're having different kids step up every night and keeping kids fresh, you know, and hopefully, again, that creates some success for us.
And once again, that's Eau Claire Memorial Old Abe's head coach Brandon Fanning prior to this one. Old Abe's and River Falls nearing tip-off for this one. We'll come back, continue to get you ready for this game coming up. This is Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Eau Claire Memorial Old Abe's looking to get back on the winning side of things after seeing their 14-game winning streak snapped in that non-conference loss in overtime on Saturday, looking to notch another BRC victory. Meanwhile, River Falls, which has been playing a lot better basketball over the last month, looking for what would be a signature win for their season as they come here to Eau Claire trying to take down the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abe's, who rightfully so, a lot of people already anointing as being one of the top seeds, if not the top seed, in the postseason bracket coming up. River Falls looking for a narrative change victory. The Old Abe's looking to get back on the winning side of things here in just a bit. Couple things to keep in note of, folks, as we get ready for this game. River Falls led by Abigail Treichel. She's averaging 11 points. Also, Kaylin Jowowitz, she's averaging 10 points a game. Now, those are the top two scores for River Falls, which plays into what we said before. River Falls as a team averaging only 44 points a game. They're going to want to keep the scoring low in this one. For Memorial, what do they take from Saturday's game? As you heard Brandon Fanning talk about, Memorial played a pretty darn good game. They just got sloppy with the basketball. They got a little lax there in the second half. So do they clean that up tonight? One more timeout. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip of this game. Memorial and River Falls next from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media. Sports talk radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play, heard only at echometownradio.com.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
It's time for tip-off with the play-by-play of tonight's game. Here's Scott Montesano.
The Old A Pep Band with our national anthem tonight, Memorial and River Falls BRC girls basketball action. Scott Montesano with you. Hey, so happy again today. Another one of our student cast editions of our basketball coverage this evening. Our friends with Old Abe TV going to give you the play-by-play and the coverage of tonight's game. I'll be back with you at halftime, but taking it the rest of the way here in the first half, let's send it to Charles and Teddy right in front of me with the call of this one. Guys, take it.
Hello, Memorial basketball fans, and welcome to the Eagles Nest. I'm Charles Strayer.
And I'm Teddy Harless.
And we are looking forward to a good one here, a BRC matchup between two old rivals, the Wildcats and the Old Abes. Yeah. Starting for the Old Abes will be Reyes Shaw, the junior.
Dora Kling, the freshman.
Coming off of a 27-point game, no less.
Marley Ferguson, the sophomore.
Ashlyn Schroeder, defensive mastermind.
And the big down low, Raina Welch.
The Old Abes coming into this off of an overtime loss here at the Eagles Nest to Appleton East in a tough fought loss. And riding a high are the visiting Wildcats, who defeated Menominee, a conference rival, 61-59 in overtime.
Yeah, it should be an exciting game we've got here. There, the River Falls is coming off of a great win against a good opponent in Menominee. And that should provide them some momentum here coming into this game, as well as we've been seeing some consistent improved play from them throughout.
Treichel and Schroeder on the tip. It'll go to Marley Ferguson, and the Abes will start off. They'll kick it out to Rhea Shaw on the left side. Driving way in center, right side to the wing. Norkling bullying her way in. Around to Ferguson. Ferguson to the corner, right corner. Rhea Shaw knocks it down from three. And the Abes start off 3-0 inside of 20 seconds.
Putting some pressure on them here early with that full court press as the River Falls Wildcats take it down the court.
Working her way out of the right side is Madeline Vitt. Vitt to Jalowitz. To the right corner, driving in. And the Wildcats, number three, Vitt. Passing, it'll go back to her on the left side, and they're able to lay it in. Dicing up the Abe's interior defense, and they're on the board 3-2. As the first minute ticks away, Ashlyn Schroeder finds a seam on the left side. And just like that, the Abes are back out to a three-point lead. They'll inbound under at the baseline. They'll get it away to Vitt on the left side, hounded by a double team. They'll loft it up to the right side with a bit of a seam on the right side. Kaylin Jalowitz, the senior, puts in her first points of the night, and it's 5-4 just like that. Rhea Shaw off the screen on the right side. Inside the free throw line, bounce pass to Raina Welsh. Welsh driving in. It'll be tipped away. A whistle will halt the action, and the old Abes will take over. It'll be a foul committed against the old Abes. It'll be the first one picked up by the Wildcats tonight. Schroeder inbound on the baseline. Fleeces it in on the right side to Raina Welsh. Passes back. Rhea Shaw will take it up on the left side, surveying from beyond the perimeter. Driving in against Vitt. Pass to Schroeder. Schroeder out of the right corner to Kling. Kling from the key, driving in right side, picks up her dribble. Open wing. Shaw's shot, high bounce. No good, and that'll be Rice Stiked on the rebound. She'll take it up on the right side, opposite Ashlyn Schroeder. Pass to the center. Madeline Vitt surveying, trying to get around Ferguson. It'll be tipped by Kling, the pass, able to make its way down to Addie Tim. Tim lofts one inside to Stiked. Driving in will be Trichel, and that's a travel called. The anchor of this team, some might say, Abigail Trichel. And that'll be a turnover for the Wildcats. The Old Abes to take over. Shaw taking it up past half court on the right side for the Old Abes. Ferguson down low, has Welsh on the right side, puts up a shot in contest, no good, and it'll be stolen away by Ryland Stiked. He'll pass out beyond the perimeter to Vitt. Vitt down low, has Trichel picked up by Welsh. Left side, contested shot, gets her own rebound, and draws contact. That'll be a shooting foul. Shot does not fall, but that'll be a foul called against Raina Welsh. That'll be the first of the Old Abes tonight. They will send Adeline Trichel to the line.
And, yeah, she's been good for them all season, 11 points per game. She's really been an anchor for their team.
And her first goes in. That'll be 5-5. They're all knotted up with 15:27 to go here in the first half.
Yeah, we've been seeing a real back-and-forth game here, all tied up after that first free throw, and a chance for River Falls to take their first lead of the night.
Second shot is up and good, and with that, the Wildcats have taken the lead, a far cry from what we saw last time the Abes played the Wildcats. Still early goings, though. Rhea Shaw bringing her way up to the key. Picks up her dribble. Just inside the perimeter will be tipped away by Vitt. She's able to recover, passes it to Schroeder, who will take it out of the left corner. Schroeder picks up her dribble back to Kling on the wing. Driving in right side, and a beautiful move and finish by the freshman Nora Kling.
Euro stepping her way in there to get a nice layup.
Vitt breaks free on the right side, picked up by Kling. Shot attempt is no good. Adams able to corral the rebound. She gets it to Shaw. Shaw taking it up left side. Bit of tempo. Off the glass, no good. Trichel with the rebound, and they'll take it away left side. 7-6 Abes with about 4.5 to go here in the first half. Vitt surveying from just beyond the key. Adams will pick her up down low. They've got Trichel, and Trichel will draw contact courtesy of Ashlyn Schroeder flying in to try and stop the shot attempt. And so far, the Wildcats have been able to piece by piece find the slightest seams in the Abe's interior defense. That's something they're going to want to adjust a little bit going forward. Trichel's first is short, no good. The Abs holding on to a one-point lead with 14:31 to go here in the first half.
Yeah, they've also been, River Falls has also been doing an excellent job getting it past that full court press early and taking advantage while we're still down maybe one person who has sent in the trap.
Trichel ties it up, 7-7. Nora Kling, high pass to Meredith Adams at the free throw line. Driving in, loses the handle. It'll go out to Schroeder on the loose ball. Pass back to Ava Hoytom, who will pass it around. They'll go around the world to Cora Graham in the right corner. Driving out, has Adams open at the key. They'll go to Schroeder on the left wing. Bottled up, they'll go back to Adams. Adams left side, off the glass, no good. A good look, just couldn't quite execute in contest. Jalowitz coming away with the rebound. Vitt back to Jalowitz. will take it and driving in right side, pass to the right corner. Bottled up is Tim. Tim passes to Treichel at the right wing. Flip the court, pass up, tipped, and Ashlyn Schroeder coming away with it. Vitt trying to pass it inside. Cora Graham fed down low, and she's got it. Nice move by Cora Graham, who has really come into her own on the varsity squad in her junior season.
Yeah, and just a textbook fast break there all around. Ashlyn Schroeder making the right pass at the right time to Cora Graham.
Vitt, pass down low to Treichel on the left side, works away to the right. Shot is up. Meredith Adams standing stalwart, able to force the miss. Nora Kling taking it up. Pass to the right corner. They'll go around to the wing. Graham driving in left side. Makes a girl miss. Puts up a shot off the backboard. No good. Adams fighting for the rebound alongside Treichel. And that'll be a jump ball called. A nice effort there by Meredith Adams to contest it. Nevertheless, it will go to the Wildcats. Ryland Stike to inbound it at the baseline.
Yeah, and even though no points came away from it, we saw a good possession there by the Old Abes. A nice spin move by Cora Graham and a good contest on that rebound by Meredith Adams.
9-7 off of the inbound, 13 minutes to go. Vitt facing down Ferguson. They'll bring a double team in the way of Hoytom. She'll pick up her dribble, intercepted by Raina Welsh in the middle of the court, driving in. And she made it look easy, like she so often does. Raina Welsh with a nice contested drive off the fast break. She's got the Abes up four. Double team brought Vitt. Settled up on the right side, able to sneak it away. Stike running, bit of room. Shot is no good. Welsh, that's it away. But the reset from the corner, pardon me, from the right wing, getting free is Madeline Vitt, who knocks it down for the Wildcats. Able to save a chaotic possession and turn it into points. It's 11-10, 12 and a half to go in the first. Ava Hoytom, pass to the key. Goes to Graham. Graham driving in from the right side, passes it to Welsh. Welsh puts it in, and a nice pass by Cora Graham. And a textbook finish by Raina Welsh, 13-10, and we'll take a break here. 12:15 to go in the first, and we have got a ball game. This is Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 in Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Welcome back. This is Eau Claire Memorial Basketball against River Falls. River Falls to inbound here.
And they'll get it. Jalowitz will pick up a double team, able to sneak it away to Stike as they'll start their possession here at the key. They'll just shot high pass to Treichel on the left side. They'll go back to the left wing from three. Shot is up high. Bounce core. Graham getting the rebound on the right side of the paint. Marley Ferguson from the right wing, starting the Abe's possession. Passes it into Welsh. Shot will not count. Blown dead, and that will be, pardon me, a call, I believe, out of bounds on the Wildcats. Pardon me, that'll be a foul against River Falls. Cora Graham to take it at the baseline.
Yeah, we've been seeing on that last possession by River Falls, we saw them get past the full court press, and that allowed them to have a numerical advantage.
Sinking it down low on the left side to Ferguson. Ferguson getting wide open there, and the Abes are able to score quickly off the inbound. That was something that, even in the loss to Appleton East, definitely helped keep their offense up and running. That's a staple of Coach Fanning's offense. Working their way up to the arc, the Wildcats. Driving in, Stike on the right side, puts up a shot at the free throw line. No good, tipped up for grabs. It'll be snagged back by Jalowitz. Trying to bully her way inside, opposite Ferguson on the right side, puts up a shot, lays it in.
And some fancy moves there by Jalowitz, spinning back and forth. The dream shake, eerie of Hakeem Olajuwon from the NBA. Some nice moves there.
15-12 with 11 minutes to go. Ferguson brings it around, and they'll take it out of the right corner. Rhea Shaw to the key. Raina Welsh. Now Schroeder driving in, bottled up by a double team. Pass to Graham. Graham driving in. And Cora Graham puts it in for two, and that'll be an and one opportunity for Cora Graham. A nice move. And the interior defense of River Falls, they're opting to bring more in the paint and kind of crash down on a driving player. But that has resulted now for the second time in an opportunity for the Old Abes. Cora Graham at the line for the Old Abes. That's the third team foul on the Wildcats. Graham makes the most out of that three-point play. Stiked inbounded at the baseline, and the Abes take a six-point lead over the Wildcats, 18-12.
And Cora Graham's coming off an excellent game against Menominee, where she had 13 points and off 60% efficiency from the field.
Taking it up, Jalowitz drawing the double team. Able to free it to Stike. The Abes opting to bring a full court press. Treichel driving in opposite Adams. Puts up a shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. No good once again. Gets her own rebound once again. Puts up a third shot. Millie Cayley stopping the bleeding. Snagging the rebound. Treichel refusing to go down there. But Adams holding firm. In the left corner is Ferguson. And they'll bring it around to the right wing. Nora Kling driving in left side, draws a triple team, contested, gets her own rebound, puts up the second shot, and that one will go to Kylie Schaefer of the Wildcats, Madeline Vitt to take it up, and they'll send the Abes away scoreless. We'll go inside of 10 minutes at that. Treichel driving in off the right side. She lanes it up.
The Abes missing that interior presence of Raina Welsh right now as she's on the bench right now.
18-14, trying to respond. Schroeder gets her pocket picked by Madeline Vitt, putting up a shot. Kling cleanly contests it. Nora Kling, an excellent hustle and effort job right there to contest the shot cleanly and turn away what could have been a momentum-shifting advantage there on the fast break.
Yeah, just textbook fast break play there.
Inbound from the baseline. Is blown dead. Adams on the second attempt. We'll get it to Kaylee, who will start off the drive for the Old Abes. Yeah, Kaylee bringing it up to the perimeter to Shaw. They'll bring it around to Graham on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Kling looking inside, feeds it to Adams. Adams opposite Treichel, puts up a shot. No good, rimmed out. A good look, but Treichel just too tall there, and Kylie Schaefer will take it the other way. Madeline Vitt now takes it up to the arc. Back to Jalowitz. We'll take it out to the perimeter. Schaefer picks up her dribble. Looking inside, has Treichel. Treichel off the right side opposite Adams, and that'll be a foul on Meredith Adams, the third team foul for the Old Abes, and that'll send Abigail Treichel to the line once again. And that is something that they're going to have to clean up if they want to stop Abigail Treichel.
Yeah, and another thing that I've been noticing with Abigail Treichel is she's been doing it a better job with Raina Welsh out of the game, and she is checking back in now for the Old Abes.
With that, the first free throw from Treichel, no good. Remains a four-point game, 9:01 to go, with the Abes up 18-14. Second shot is on the money, and it's a three-point game. The Wildcats keeping this one close. Raina Welsh bring it back up. Kaylee driving in right side, feeds it down low to Welsh on the left side. It's up a move, no good. Treichel snags the rebound, and Raina Welsh is denied. Three-point game. Madeline Vitt takes it up past the arc. Jalowitz has a lane down low, has Treichel on the right side, and Treichel puts it in. It's a one-point game. 8.5 to go, and the Abes have entered a bit of a scoring drought. Graham pulling her way inside, makes a move, and has it. Cora Graham taking matters into her own hands.
Beautiful spin move right there by Cora Graham to end this scoring drought here for the Old Abes.
And that's exactly what they needed. They're opting to bring a full court press once again. They have been unrelenting in that regard. Vitt opposite Kaylee, able to work it up past half court on the left side. Working her way back in, picked up by Shaw. Sit out to Schaefer from the key. Jalowitz now surveying, driving in. Kaylee in contest, but she puts it in anyway. able to get a step on her defender, and it's a one-point game once again, 20-19 inside of 8 minutes. Welsh steps up from the arc, buries it from three, and that is what we've seen a lot out of this season. Very simple play, but Raina Welsh can really do it all, able to knock it down from three from the arc many a time to get the Abes out of a tough situation. Timeout called on the inbound. And at that, we'll step away. This is Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media, 23-19 Old Abes.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good news, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Eau Claire Memorial High School basketball against the River Falls Wildcats. We've seen a close game early in this first half, 23-19 with 7:35 to go in the first. It's been a lot of back-and-forth basketball play. We've been seeing the full-court press earlier in the game. The Wildcats had some success getting it past that and taking advantage of the Old Abes down a person in defense. But lately, the full-court press, it's been working a little bit better. They haven't been able to take as much advantage, but the Old Abes have come on to a scoring drought a bit. Let's see how that all goes going into this possession.
The Abes opting to relinquish the full court press. Vitt has to Jalowitz, picked up by a double team. In the left corner is Schaefer, rifles it into Vitt at the free throw line. He'll take it back out to the left wing. Jalowitz, high pass, fielded on the left side. Treichel able to corral the pass and double team, and that's a travel on Abigail Treichel. A rare miscue. She has already been deadly inside the paint. 8 points to her name. However, with that turnover and two personal fouls, the Abes looking to limit her presence here.
Yeah, and just some excellent help defense there on that pass possession, forcing her into a tough spot.
Down low, feeding it to Raina Welsh. Puts up a shot in contest. Treichel and Vitt send her away. Cora Graham, a nice pass, but the Abes unable to capitalize, and it remains 23-19 inside of 7 minutes to go. Vitt picked up. He'll pass to Schaefer. Schaefer from the right wing gets it to the corner. Jalowitz surveys. Opposite Ferguson, hurls it to the other side of the court. Open corner for Vitt. Vitt short of the target. Ball is loose. Cora Graham scooping it up. Fought for by Vitt underneath. No jump ball called, and able to get it away is Graham. Down low, Shaw able to get it to Ferguson, and that's an and-one opportunity. Quick as lightning, the Old Abes offense moving extremely well in transition tonight.
Yeah, an excellent job there finding the open person and getting it to them down low. Well, and an excellent job converting on that shot, even through contact by Marley Ferguson.
6:26 to go, 25-19. Ferguson with a chance at a three-point play. High bounce shot is no good. Treichel with the rebound. It remains 25-19. River Falls slowing down, taking it up is Jalowitz. Out to the right wing. Schaefer takes it out of the corner, picks up her dribble opposite Ferguson. High pass is tipped away, and that'll go off of the fingertips of Addie Tim. Rylan Stiked, bested by Nora Kling on that play, and the Abes will take over with 6:05 to go in the half, trying to press a six-point advantage.
Yeah, an excellent job by Nora Kling there to reach her arm out and get the tip to force it to go out of bounds and off of River Falls' hands, too.
Kling to the free throw line to Adams. Pass intended for Schroeder, tipped away, but Adams driving in and will draw contact. Excellent effort. The pass, a little bit of miscommunication there. Schroeder not quite ready for it, and in a double team, no less. But Adams able to save the play, and she's at the line for the shooting foul.
Yeah, just excellent awareness by Meredith Adams there. Even when the pass got tipped away and it seemed like it would be going to the Wildcats, she's still able to corral it.
Free throw attempt, number one, no good for Meredith Adams.
And the Wildcats in a bit of team foul trouble here potentially. They've got five team fouls to their name. The Old Abes, just three. Second shot is on the money, and the Abes will take a 7-point lead with 5:51 to go. Jalowitz able to get it out to the right side. From the corner, they'll go back. Shot is up and short from Ryland Stite. And on the fast break is Schroeder. Schroeder lays it in. A nice pass from Rhea Shaw. And they have been proficient at the fast break here tonight, 28-19.
And an excellent job to corral it there by Ashlyn Schroeder, too. It was a little out in front, still able to get it.
Down low on the right side. Shot attempt, no good. Second effort, up and no good. Jalowitz on the second attempt. Cora Graham able to scoop up the rebound from the right corner. Shaw makes a move, fakes out a defender off the glass, no good. Adams with the rebound on the left side. And that's a travel called on Meredith Adams. And had Schroeder open in the corner as well. A disappointing end to a promising possession there. However, the Abes defense has started to harden here after relinquishing the full court press. They'll give them a bit of room as Kling and Shaw are there to meet Vitt at half court. Shaw driving in, and she will draw contact trying to steal it away from Madeline Vitt as she tries to cross half court. That'll be her first personal foul in the team's fourth of the half. On the inbound from the sideline, Vitt will go back. And driving in on the right side around Welsh. Shot no good. Ferguson on the rebound. Ryland Stite on that. And driving in, that'll be a charge on Nora Kling. Offensive foul as she drove in on the right side, trying to take advantage of a numerically disadvantaged River Falls defense.
Yeah, and just a good job by River Falls, able to get into position, get your feet set, take the charge. Excellent defensive play.
Vitt. High pass. We feel it by O'Malley. Vitt works her way into a double team on the left side beyond the arc. Escape Stite. Feeds it out to the right side. Tim. Shot is up. No good. And it'll go to the Old Abes. It went off on the touch of Abigail Treichel. And the Old Abes coming up with another critical stop. And now the Wildcats feeling the pinch a little bit here. They have not been able to put up much here in the last few minutes. And the Old Abes defense is forcing them to take some inopportune shots. Back to Ferguson. We'll go to Graham on the left corner. She'll let it go from three. No good. Schroeder with the rebound. Kicks it back out to the right wing. Shaw driving in. Mid-range shot off the glass. Got it.
An excellent job just realizing she had some space there, pulling up for the mid-range and nailing it off the backboard.
And great court sense by Ashlyn Schroeder off the rebound. A great effort play by the Abes offense. Down low, they've got Treichel on the left side. Shot is up, and Raina Welsh able to secure the rebound. And Treichel sent away. From the wing, they'll go back to Shaw. From the key to the open corner, Schroeder looking inside, has Welsh. Welsh bottled up by Treichel, makes a move around her, and she's got it. Raina Welsh and Abigail Treichel, those two going back and forth here. This has been an interesting one-on-one matchup to see progress.
Yeah, just some great play from both bigs.
On the left side, O'Malley picks up her dribble, feeds it into Treichel. They'll go back to O'Malley on the wing. Shot is short. Ferguson fighting for it underneath with Madeline Vitt. And that'll be a jump ball. Nice effort by Madeline Vitt. And the Wildcats will take over underneath on the baseline. Pardon me, the jump ball will go to the Old Abes as the Wildcats receive the last one. Meredith Adams to inbound it underneath the baseline. 3:02 to go, and it's 32-19 Old Abes. A close affair, to be sure, but the Old Abes, as of late, pulling ahead. They are up to a 13-point lead.
Yeah, the Old Abes have been doing an excellent job as of late. Let's see if they can keep that going here in this possession.
Shaw taking it up with patience.
Off the double screen, Hoytom slipping free at the key. She'll go back to Shaw. Shaw driving in on the left side, puts up the shot off the glass, no good. Adams swooping in with the rebound off the left side, and she's got it. Those second chance points have been paramount in the Old Abes pulling ahead in this one. 34-19 with 2.5 to go in the half. Bottled up by a double team on the left side. They're able to feed it out. O'Malley from the free throw line kicks it out from the wing. Ryland Stite, no good on the attempt. And that'll go to the Old Abes. Fighting for the rebound was Marley Ferguson, a sophomore who has had a lot of progress this season and has been really fun to watch here. She has developed into a varsity starter in just her second year with the team. Kling receives the inbound from the baseline, and she'll take it up on the right side for the Old Abes. We'll go inside of 2 minutes with this possession. Cora Graham surveying from deep left to the key. Adams back to Ferguson. Ferguson making her move around the screen to an open corner. Graham, head fake, pass to the left side. Hoytom picks up her dribble. And they'll bring it back around to the right side out of the corner. And they'll bring it around the world once again, trying to find a hole in the defense. Kling driving in, no good. The defense standing stalwart once again. The interior defense from River Falls has proved a hard presence to contend with here. And Nor Kling sent away. 140 to go. The Wildcats now 19-34. Stiked to O'Malley. O'Malley picked up by Hoytom. She'll bring it to the right side of the court. High pass down low inside the paint, right side. Vitt tries to get it free, but Ferguson swooping in on the left side, able to secure the rebound, but steps out of bounds in the process in the left corner. And a valuable opportunity here for the Wildcats to cut this deficit before the half and kind of stop the bleeding. The Wildcats have run into a scoring drought well and truly as they try to inbound it from the left corner side of the baseline. Madeline Vitt surveying, gets it to the wing. Tim's pass nearly taken away. They get it to the right side. O'Malley bottled up on the right wing, looking for a pass. Kling on a one-on-one. They're able to get it out to Jalowitz from the wing. Is no good. Attempt by Addie Tim, but nearly a 35% accuracy from the three-point line. She'll miss her first attempt. Welsh down low with the pass from Nora Kling. Bread and butter, and the Abes tack on another one inside of a minute. 45 seconds to go. 36-19 Old Abes. High pass fielded by O'Malley on the left side. River Falls trying to bring it up with some tempo. Pass from Vitt tipped up skyward by Schroeder. She'll take it to Kling on the left side. Down low, has a wide open Ava Hoytom, the freshman, to the freshman. Puts it in for Memorial. Inside of 30 seconds, 38-19.
And ever since the Old Abe switched to that zone, to this zone defense coverage, we have been seeing them be locked down on defense.
It has definitely been a worthwhile adjustment. Meanwhile, the Wildcats will go inside of 10 seconds here. Vitt on the drive, puts up the shot, no good. Off the right side, Welsh hurls one down low. Hoytom again! Off the left side, a beautiful left-handed layup. And with that, it's halftime, and the Old Abes, just like that, have turned this one on its head. 40-19 is your score at the half.
Yeah, it was a back-and-forth game early in the going of this first half, but late in this first half, the Old Abes able to take control going into halftime. Excellent lead, up 40-19. This is Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Don't go anywhere as coverage of Eau Claire area high school basketball continues next with the Halftime Show. An update on stats and other scores around the area.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Well, we rejoin you here at Eau Claire Memorial High School here at halftime. It's all old Abes right now as they lead the River Falls Wildcats by a score of 40-19. Memorial Old Abe girls basketball team had that 14-game winning streak snapped on Saturday in that non-conference overtime loss to Appleton East. Well, they're trying to pick up right where they've been most of the year here as they are controlling this one against River Falls, looking like they're well on their way to another conference ball game. We mentioned in the pregame, if River Falls is going to win, they wanted to hold the scoring down. Well, River Falls tried to run with Memorial in the first part of that first half, and these teams were side by side, but over the last 5 to 6 minutes of the first half, Memorial went on a lengthy spurt, breaks the game wide open, and has this sizable advantage at the halftime break. Again, 40-19, Memorial leading River Falls. Memorial led by Raina Welsh, who's got 11 points in this game. Cora Graham's got 7. Rhea Shaw with 5. As for River Falls, 6 for Kaylin Jalowitz, 5 for Madeline Witt. Well, we're just about, less than a month away from the seedings for the girls, and maybe about a month away from the seeding for the boys postseason basketball tournaments. So the games right now, uber important, super important, as everybody tries to make that last pitch, if you will, that last play to get the best possible seed. Your goal is ultimately to try to have that first weekend at home. And if you can't be at home that first weekend, you want to try to minimize the travel as best you can. Not just because it stinks the travel, but you just don't get the same community engagement if you have to travel on the road. Well, as we follow everybody towards this postseason drive. Our coverage of high school basketball will continue on Thursday night. We'll have Regis basketball on Thursday, a big Regis boys matchup with Bloomer, Clover Belt Conference clash. Regis against Bloomer on Thursday night, boys basketball in the Clover Belt Conference right here on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media. Derek Montesano will have the call of that game for you. And then next Tuesday night, we're back into the Big Rivers Conference again on the boys' side, North against New Richmond. So we've got Regis boys basketball on Thursday, North boys basketball next Tuesday. Head to echometownradio.com for the full schedule of games we have coming up. Well, right now our focus still, though, is with Memorial girls basketball. And at the half, they're doing well. Memorial leads River Falls 40-19. We'll come back second half right after this from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play, heard only at echometownradio.com. We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
The teams are back on the court, and it's time for tonight's second half. Let's head back to the gym, and with play-by-play, it's Scott Montesano.
Welcome to the second half, and welcome back to the Eagles Nest. It's a 40-19 game, but Teddy, I think in the opening minutes of this game, I would not have put money on this sort of a score disparity. What do you think has led to that here as they begin the second half?
I think it all comes down to that adjustment we saw midway through the first half by Coach Fanning to shift from a man-on-man defensive structure to a zone defense, a 2-3, which really brought a lot of struggles for the Wildcats as they couldn't really keep up with and get it around that new zone defense.
I'd say so. It's definitely been a different sort of feeling in the last few minutes going into the half. Let's see what both teams have made in terms of adjustments. Jay Lewitz out past half court. The Wildcats will start this one off. Drawing a double team, they'll go back to Vitt at the key. Vitt down to Trichel. Trichel from the free throw line. No good. Shaw snatching up the rebound. Wildcats will back off, and they will meet her past half court. Shaw, the left side. Schroeder finds an open Nora Kling, and Kling slices her way through the paint. Up off the left side, she's got the first points of the half. 42-19 in the first 30 seconds.
And some excellent court vision there by Ashlyn Schroeder.
Nora Kling steals it away from Jalowitz. Up the left side, and one opportunity. What a play by Nora Kling, back to back. And she will go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. The freshman sensation, Nora Kling.
And coming out here early in the second half, she's also had some excellent games as of late against North, a career-high 30 points. And last game, 27 points, going 10 for 10 from the free throw line.
Speaking of which, she'll sink that one, and that makes it 45-19. Nora Kling with all the points in this half so far. Vitt bottled up at the right side of the wing. They'll go to the left wing. Stike hurls it back to Vitt. Treichel trying to drive inside. She loses the handle. Schroeder tips it free. Schroeder backs off the defense at the right wing. She'll go to Shaw, and the Abes turn it will force a turnover once again. Shaw to Welsh at the arc. Now Kling serving from the left side. She'll go to Schroeder. They'll bring it around to the right corner. Shaw will take it from there. Clearing it back around to the left wing. Kling looking inside, has Schroeder. Schroeder makes her move underneath the basket, and an excellent move around the basket, around the defense, and Schroeder lays it up off the glass for two. Trying to respond in kind, Addie Tim. Opposite Ferguson, it'll be tipped away by Ferguson and stay with the Wildcats, and those passing lanes are looking narrower than ever right now.
Yeah, the Old Abes doing an excellent job with that zone defense to be able to get into the passing lanes. They usually run a tighter man.
Vitt's pass taken away by who else? Nora Kling. Read it like a book. Mid-range sinks it. Nora Kling can do no wrong. Timeout called, and it's not hard to see why. Nora Kling has scored the only points of this half so far. It's 49-19 with 6:11 to go. This is Eau Claire Area High School Basketball for 93.5 in Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Welcome back. This is Eau Claire Hometown Media, and you are listening to the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes facing off against the River Falls Wildcats. We've seen some excellent play out of Nora Kling as of late, who has gone on a scoring streak here early in this second half.
Jalowitz takes it up, and from three is Addie Tim, hot off the fingertips, high bounce. Raina Welsh coming away with the rebound. Down low, Shaw feeds Kling. Nora Kling again.
Who else?
Off the right side, and they have been very good hot off of their defensive rebounds. They have been moving quickly and with deadly accuracy. Vitt down low, lobs it to Treichel. Treichel back out to Tim. To the corner, Stiked. Short on the three-point attempt. Ferguson comes away with the rebound, and she'll take it up the left side for the Old Abes. Pass to Kling. Kling stopped up. Down to Graham. Graham back to Welsh. Shaw to Welsh at the key. Welsh loses the handle. Kling scoops it up. Kling taking a shot from the free throw line. No good. Gets her own rebound at the left corner. And she will be fouled. That'll be a foul on the Wildcats on the left side. The second for them. The Abes have yet to commit a foul on the half. It's 51-19 with 15:02 to go. And Ashlyn Schroeder for the Old Abes will inbound it at baseline.
Nora Kling and Raina Welsh both exiting the game here on the bench now for the Abes.
It'll be important to see how they adapt here off of the inbound.
A kicked ball violation will send the Abes to another inbound. Ashlyn Schroeder gets another shot at this.
Schroeder has Shaw at the left wing. Shaw driving in left side underneath the basket, puts it up. Beautiful finish from Rhea Shaw. And they have been very, very proficient off of the inbound tonight.
Yeah, and Rhea Shaw, they're just going from 0 to 60 so fast. They just didn't have a chance to respond.
Stiked, down low to Vitt. Bounce pass to down low to Trichel, and that'll be a foul called against Marley Ferguson, who is jostling for possession down low. And that'll be the first team foul on the Old Abes this half. Madeline Vitt of the Wildcats inbound at the baseline. 14:39 to go, and it's a 53-19 game. The Wildcats trying not to lose complete control of this one. Vitt looking, high pass, fielded by Stikes. Stikes gets it back to Vitt at the key. Vitt looking around, picks up a dribble at the free throw line. And on the right side, bottled up, they'll pass to Jalowitz. Jalowitz battered back nearly to half court by Ashlyn Schroeder. She'll draw a double team off of the, that's by Strike. And a foul will be called, sending them to the line. Both teams with two fouls now on the half, and that'll be Kaylin Jalowitz to the line